You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
So, Carol, I could not be more excited about the next hour, the last hour of the show today. You know, sometimes we're reminded how cool our jobs are because we run across just fascinating people. Totally. And candidly, fascinating people that not everyone gets to meet because they're kind of behind the scenes, but they do some really tremendous and important work. And our next guest is a great example of that. Paul Rather is a senior advisory partner at KKR. You've heard of the firm, but you might not have heard of him because he was there at the beginning, very quietly helped build that firm with Henry Kravis, George Roberts, and of course, Jerome Kohlberg back in the day. But of late, he has been an incredibly influential, if quiet, philanthropist. And we got to know him a little bit through his work related to Trinity College and some specific work that he's been doing in and around Hartford, which, of course, is the hometown of Trinity College. Paul joins us on the phone from Greenwich. Paul, I am so grateful to you for spending some time here. It's really nice to hear you.
Well, Jason, thank you for having me. And Carol, it's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Jason, you certainly said some nice things about me. We haven't seen each other for a while, but it's good to get reconnected. And yes, I have been trying to do some things for Trinity College and in Hartford, Connecticut, which is near and dear to my heart.
Well, tell me about that. I was lucky enough to go to Hartford with you a few years ago, and you and I spent the day together. And, you know, it's clear when you're there that it had a huge impression on you, not just the school, but the community. Tell us about Dream Camp, because that feels like the manifestation of a lot of what you think about and what you're trying to do.
Okay, well, listen, in the late 1990s, around 1998, I had the idea that we needed to do something in the Hartford community. And when I say we, I'm talking about Trinity College. And, you know, Trinity had always been sort of viewed by the community as, you know, the kids up on the hill. And Hartford in the late 90s was a city in distress and a city that was not clearly not doing well. The education system in Hartford was broken. In fact, it was taken over several times by the state because they, A, ran out of money, and B, lost their accreditation. And I said to myself, you know, what we need if we're going to really change the cycle, we need some education for these younger kids in particular. And so I had this idea of trying to start a camp for kids sort of ages 6 to 10 because, you know, that's when you really can get to these kids because they're obviously very impressionable at that age, and you can teach them things that that they don't know and things that they're not necessarily going to learn in school, particularly when the schools are not operating very, very well. And Michael Rouse, who runs a company down in Philadelphia called ESF Sports Camp, I went to Michael and said, look, I've got this idea. You know, and here's my idea. Can you do something like this? And he said, absolutely. I can definitely do this. And not only can I do this, this is really exciting. And he'd already, you know, he started this camp, 30 plus years ago, this camp business. And he's been very successful. And he actually was running a camp at Greenwich Academy in the summer here. So I'd seen his work and known him well. And I said, here's what I want to do. I want to create a program that will be tuition-free for kids in Hartford. And I want to create a program that will be racially balanced. So it'll be one-third African-American, one-third Hispanic, and one-third white. And get these kids at age 6 to 10, bring them in, and teach them a lot of things that they really don't know. In addition to which, think about this, they're going to be on the Trinity College campus because mm-hmm. I'd gone to the then president at Trinity and said, look, here's the idea. Here's what I'd like to do. But I need your cooperation. I need your help and I need your facilities, all of which they agreed to. So that's Jason, how it really, you know, how it really got started. Here we are 23 years later, and frankly, it's been a huge success.
Well, that's what I want to ask you. And I do want to get to the success of it, the impact of it. But I want to ask you too, though, Paul, this is about, and I feel like because of the virus, because of what happened about George Floyd, what happened to him in Minneapolis, we're talking about so much of the inequalities. And what we're discovering or really kind of putting out there is that we've got to end these bad cycles that don't provide everyone equally opportunities to ultimately succeed, whether it's in education, whether it's professionally, and also ultimately to provide some wealth and, you know, generational wealth that pulls everybody out of a bad situation. And I feel like this is kind of what you guys are going out, breaking that, you know, rough cycle that unfortunately so many have to endure.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're trying to do, Carol. You know, look, when I was at Trinity, which was a long time ago in the 60s, the neighborhood around Trinity was middle class to lower middle class, basically people from Italian and Polish heritage who worked in manufacturing jobs in Hartford. And those jobs all went away. They all moved basically to, you know, to the south where the work rules were easier for the companies. And the people who moved into the neighborhood were basically Hispanic. And so the neighborhood around Trinity changed dramatically. And, you know, Trinity started this program under President Dobell in the mid-90s, where they created the Learning Corridor, which is, you know, a street across the street from the main part of the Trinity campus. And with state funds and federal funds, built three new schools, a Montessori lower school, a Magnet middle school, and an upper high school that was for science, mathematics, and dance and theater. And so that was sort of the first step. And then on top of that, I said, well, okay, so that's great. But now what else can we do with these kids? And so that's why I came up with the idea of, you know, kids 6 to 10.
Right.
Because in my mind, education is the great leveler.
You were, you know, really, you know, lovely in terms of telling us, Paul, what this camp sets out to do and how it works. I am curious about the impact of the camp and the success that it's having on these 6 to 10-year-olds.
Well, hopefully, Carol, it's having a lot of success on these. We started with 6 to 10, and then I think you know, several years after we started the camp, there was a sports camp at Trinity that had been there for 37 years, funded by the NCAA and the federal government, and that program was cut back and the Trinity program was eliminated. And so we went to the college and said, look, we can't let these kids go. And so we merged the sports camp into the Dream Camp and became a camp of 250 kids from ages 6 to 16. And so the program is start with a child at the age of 6. Start with the 5-week summer program, and then take these kids all the way through until they're 15, 16 years old. And 90%+ of our kids actually go the full route through. And then a significant number of those kids at 16 to 17 become counselors in training at the camp. Uh-huh. So they're with us for 10+ years, and then hopefully they go to college. And 90%+ of our kids that have gone through the program have actually gone on to college. So
that's amazing.
In that sense, it's really been a big success. But probably 3 years after we started the program, Michael Rouse, who I said earlier was the guy that I went to, you know, to try to implement this on a day-to-day basis, came to me and said, Paul, we have to do something besides just the 5-week program in the summer. We have to go full-time. But in other words, we have to create a program after school. So in the summer at the 5-week program, you know, we pick the kids up in the morning. We bring them to the campus at Trinity. We feed them breakfast, and then they've got a full day. And then we put them on the bus and we take them home. And in the fall, when we started the after-school program, we pick these kids up then after school, you know, four days a week, and we bring them to Trinity, and we tutor them, in effect, after school. And that tutoring is done almost exclusively by Trinity College students. So these kids are getting an opportunity to interact with, you know, Trinity undergraduates, and the Trinity undergraduates are getting an opportunity to interface with these kids. And so it's a win-win for everybody because they really get to see things that they otherwise wouldn't see. And so so this is now a 45-week program after school and then 5 weeks in the summer. So basically, you know, we've become a year-round program, you know, with these kids. And so, you know, the statistics are great. I mean, 90-plus percent of these kids stay with us. 90-plus percent of these kids end up going to college. Six of them have graduated from Trinity.
Wow.
That's so cool. That's great.
Yeah.
That's so the grand slam right there.
So it is. Paul, it is the grand slam. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, Paul, I do have to ask you before we run out of time, you know, one of the things you've identified in this is something that we've really learned a lot about, unfortunately, during the pandemic, which is the food insecurity that we're facing as a nation. So talk to us briefly about what you've done around that issue, because it's really important, I think, for people to understand.
Okay, well, there's actually two parts of it, but let's deal with what happened in March. You know, schools went virtual in Connecticut, and under Connecticut state law, schools have to provide at least one meal a day to the kids. Okay, so the kids are not in school, so those meals are not being provided, and so all of a sudden, there's a hole in their daily routine in terms of getting fed. And so Michael Rouse again came to me and said, we need to shift gears. We need to continue to do the after school program, but it's going to be virtual just like, their school is during the day. But we need to create a program, that will provide food for people. And so I said, well, give me a budget. Give me an idea. Tell me how you're going to do this. And he came up with a program where he teamed up with Chef Frankie Solenza, who is an Emmy Award-winning cooking show chef, somebody that he knows down in the Philadelphia area. And he created a series of menus and put together food packages. And the recipes are in English and in Spanish. And he's got videos. And so we started delivering meals in late March, to these families in Hartford. So they didn't have to come and stand in line at a food bank. The food was actually delivered to them by people who work for ESS sports camps or Trinity undergraduate students. So the food was coming up from Philadelphia, coming into Hartford, and then dispatched to these families. And so we did that from, the end of March, right up through the beginning of camp. And we delivered over 10,000 meals.
It's incredible.
To these kids. And these are dinners, for a family of four.
Yeah.
So we were trying to provide something, really, really different. And I'll let you ask the next question.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, and we could talk to you all evening. We
so
hope
come
you'll come back,
back
and spend some time with us. Paul Rather, what a treat. As I said, you do a very good job of keeping a low profile, and yet your impact is massive. And I know from friends that we've gotten to know at Trinity, including the current president, President Berger Sweeney, you've done a lot for that school. So really grateful to you for some time, and congratulations on the Dream Camp work. And thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us. That's Paul Rather. He is a senior advisory partner at KKR. He was one of the first guys on the scene there back when it was all getting started.
But inspirational in terms of especially taking a community that was really tough and trying to make it better. And love it.